Track 3, Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz. Well, now it's question time again, but I note that none of you listeners out there have put yourselves forward to volunteer to have a go at the answers on air. Shame on you. Even Neil seems to have chickened out, so we're giving him a break this month.
Hello, quiz fans, and welcome to a special summer edition of The Big Quiz. And yes, I said summer, so no matter what the weather currently is, we will pretend it's summer, shall we? Oh, I do like days in the warmth of the sun and the long summer evenings, hopefully not being nibbled by a bug or two. Well, the quiz encompasses 15 questions on music, TV characters, famous seaside locations, and, well, let's find out. So question number one is, which British seaside attraction is 158 metres tall? And that's 158 metres or 518 feet in old money. And question number two, at 1.34 miles, where is the longest pleasure pier in the UK? And question number three, passports at the ready. What was the name of the ITV holiday show fronted by Judith Chalmers, which ran from 1994 to 2003? And question number four, when does summer officially start? Yeah, and don't say, when will it start? I mean, what date of the year does summer start? And question number five. Now, the month of July is named after which famous historical person? And no, not Julie, July. And question number six. Can you give me the first line of Grease's Summer Nights lyrics? You know the one. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John singing as high school kids, despite their age. And question number seven. Feast days are named after particular saints, but which feast day falls on July the 15th every year? And question number eight. Who was credited with saving 77 lives during seven summers working as a lifeguard at Lowell Park, Illinois, starting in 1926? Well, that'll be a famous American, I dare say. Question number nine. The dog days of summer are named after the dog star. What is the better known name of this star? And question number 10, what term is often given to a period of dry, hot weather that occurs in the autumn? And question 11, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Is the first line of which William Shakespeare sonnet? And question number 12, what was the first name of Clegg in the sitcom Last of the Summer Wine? And question number 13, now listen very carefully. The summer solstice occurs in the southern hemisphere during which month? And last but one question now is question number 14. In the Summertime was a debut single and a big hit for which British rock band? And finally, question number 15. By what two names is a character Puck, also known in the play A Midsummer Night's Dream? So that's another Shakespeare question there. I say, it's a bit highbrow for us here at Just Talk. So, as usual, you can listen again to these questions before testing yourself with the answers, which follow on a later track. Plenty of quizzical quandaries and brow-furrowing, wrinkle-inducing puzzlement to get your grey matter working. And I will catch you later. Bye!
Thank you, Sam. And we'll see how everybody did later on.